Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. I'm going to do something a little different because of the length of the readings. And I'm going to start with the psalm due to the length of the gospel. It's Psalm 30. I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. I will extol you, O Lord, for you drew me clear. Did not let my enemies rejoice over me. O Lord, you brought me up from the nether world. You preserved me from among those going down into the pit. Sing praise to the Lord, you his faithful ones. Give thanks to his holy name. For his anger lasts but a moment, a lifetime his goodwill. At nightfall, weeping enters in, but with the dawn, rejoicing. Hear, O Lord, and have pity on me. O Lord, be my helper. You changed my mourning into dancing. O Lord, my God, forever will I give you thanks. Brothers and sisters, try to make those words of the psalm, Psalm 30, make those words your words. Take some time, look at it, ponder it, read it, because those of you who are listening are part of his faithful ones. Please, Lord, please bless my listeners today. Enable them to hear the goodness of a father's heart, because God wants you to know him and to know his love. And then we take a look at the reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verses 11 to 14. I, John, looked and heard the voices of many angels who surrounded the throne and the living creatures and the elders. They were countless in number, and they cried out in a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and blessing. Then I heard every creature in heaven, on earth and under the earth and in the sea, everything in the universe cry out, To the one who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. And the four living creatures answered, Amen, which means so be it. Amen. And the elders fell down and worshipped the word of the Lord. God bless those people. They were just coming to understand. And we have so much that has happened since then. But God is calling us, too, to follow him, to draw closer to him, to bring you to heaven with him. That's what he wants. I know we're not perfect creatures. I know we might spend a little time in purgatory. It happens. We're not perfect. But you will come to see the face of God. You will come to know him. You will come to love him as he always has wanted you to love him. Please open your hearts to his goodness today. And then we take a look at the gospel. This is a long gospel, so let's listen carefully. This is from John chapter 21, verses 1 to 19. At that time, Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. And Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing. They said to him, We will also come with you. So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was early dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore. But the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, and were not able to pull it in because of the number of the fish. Think of that, those big fishing nets. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples dragging the net with the fish, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you just caught." So Simon went over and dragged the net ashore full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the apostles dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. When they finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that Jesus had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourselves and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." Brothers and sisters, God's love for us is so great that he died, he rose, that he made appearance after appearance to his disciples and to others. My goodness, brothers and sisters, to let us know, Jesus let us know that this was not some kind of a mirage, that he was appearing to us, that he loved us. And it says, I'm going to repeat something here, that the Lord said in the gospel. He said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And Peter was distressed that Jesus had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." Brothers and sisters, God wants to feed us. How often do you come to him in Holy Communion? How often do you seek, especially when you're troubled, Can you sleep into a Mass during the week and just say, Lord, I love you? If you only have 2 minutes, just stop in. Tell him you love him. Open your heart to him. I want to encourage you to this, please, brothers and sisters. I want you to encourage one another, because Jesus says that to all of us a lot. Do you love me? Because we don't spend time with him very much. And God is saying, listen to me. Listen to me. There is a priest by the name of Father Jean de Coeur de Jesu, a French priest and spiritual author, and he said, when Jesus founded his church on Peter, he asked him the same question 3 times. Peter, do you love me? And that's what he's saying to us. Do you love me? He could have said, Peter, will you be a man of character capable of leading your brothers and sisters to follow in your path? Will you be a wise man capable of instructing them and explaining things to them? A model of virtue as an example to them? He did not ask a single one of those, but only Peter, do you love me? That is all. If Peter loved Jesus, the Holy Spirit would be in him, and he would lack nothing he needed to feed the lambs and the sheep. Love, therefore, is the fulfillment of the law, said St. Paul. And St. Augustine said this, love and do what you will. Listen to St. John of the Cross affirming that the smallest movement of pure love is worth more to the church than all works put together. And little Therese, on the very eve of her death, said to her sister Celine, I have said everything. Everything is accomplished. It is love alone that counts. Brothers and sisters, how many times a day do we tell Jesus, I love you? How many times in a day do we turn to him? Morning, noon, evening. You know, if you could say, Jesus, I put my day in your hands. I love you. Help my love increase. And at lunch, you could say, whatever you're dealing with, Lord, help me to know your love even more in this situation. Lead me closer to you. And then in the evening, just say, Lord, you love me so much. Help me to love you more and more and more. God hears that kind of a prayer. Pray it often, often, because he loves you. But he wants to know, he wants you to tell him that you love him. How often do you say that? Brothers and sisters, open your heart and open your eyes. He's waiting for you. Love him today. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.